Although Parshas Ki Teitzeh is chock full of mitzvahs and directives, the Mefarshim uncover many hidden messages and lessons. Right out of the gate, Chazal famously teach us that deep beneath the surface, in the very first pasuk of the Parsha, there's a profound meaning, a profound message. The pasuk states, Ki Seitzeh L'melchama Alevecha, when you go out to battle, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them to you. The pasuk is describing the halachas of one who goes out to battle. But Chazal also teach us that this is referring to when one goes to battle against his yetzer hara, a spiritual war that lasts a lifetime. And often one feels the need to surrender and to wave the flag. Yet the Chidah offers a beautiful read to this pasuk, encouraging us to fight until the very end. The Gemara in Chagiga Yudal Mabez shares with us a well-known story about Elisha ben Avuya, otherwise known as Acher. And he was discouraged from doing tshuva because he had heard a baskol, a heavenly voice, remark, Shuvu banim shovavim chutz me'acher. That everyone is afforded the opportunity, the chance to do tshuva, with one exception, Acher. Chutz me'acher. Acher was the one individual for whom tshuva was ineffective. That's what he heard. He heard this baskol. And the Chidah explained that Acher was mistaken. The Gemara tells us, one must obey the orders of the homeowner, of the host, unless he tells you to leave. If he tells you to leave, then you ignore him. Everything else you must listen to, but he kicks you out of the house, you ignore him. And the nimshal is that of Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Bayis, and we are the guest. We must obey every command, every word from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, unless he tells us to leave. Unless he says, say, we ignore him. Implying we have no chance for tshuva when he says to leave, but Chazal tell us, we can ignore the command to leave, we can ignore the command to say. There's nobody on earth who is not given the chance of tshuva, even Acher. We don't listen to the Baal Bayis when he says, say, we stay inside, we say, we're not leaving, we know there's a chance for tshuva. So then why did the heavenly voice, why did the Baskol say that Acher was not given the opportunity of tshuva? Why did it say, Shuvu banim shovim chutz me'acher? The Chidah explains that the Baskol was saying that Hashem is seeking tshuva from every single person. But he's not seeking the tshuva of Acher. But although Hashem wasn't seeking the tshuva, it does not say that his tshuva won't work. In fact, it would have worked. Acher could have done tshuva. Acher should have done tshuva. Hashem won't shut the door to tshuva to anybody. He wasn't looking for the tshuva, but he didn't say it's not going to work. Says the Chidah, that's what's alluded to in the beginning of the Parsha. Sometimes we descend so low. We descend to a place of darkness. It's a place where we feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us. He doesn't seek our tshuva, doesn't seek our closeness. It's a place where we may even hear the words, the baskol, or feel the feelings that the Baal Bayis is saying, say, leave. The Pasuk therefore says that you should go out to the battle nonetheless. Ki Seitzeh L'Melchama, go fight the battle, don't give up hope. Go out and fight anyways, don't give up. And when you do tshuva, Hashem will grant it. And that's what it means in the continuation, V'nosnu Hashem Elokecha, He's going to give you, He's going to grant you tshuva if you go out to fight. Don't give up. Don't listen to Him if He says tzeh. And then knowing the door is never shut is incredible chizuk. But knowing the distance that one must climb is incredibly discouraging. A person so low, so far, there's so much to climb, so much to overcome. Okay, the gates of tshuva are still open, but I've got so much to do. So the Jikover has a beautiful idea in the pasuk in the parsha that says, "Ki sachbot zeisecha lo sifar acharecha." The pasuk is describing when you hit your olive tree, you shake the olive tree, and the olives fall off. Don't collect all of them. Leave some behind for the needy. Lo sifar acharecha. Don't collect all the beautiful olives. That's a simple pshat of the pasuk. But the Jikover adds that something very profound is embedded in this pasuk. The pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Tes, pasuk Gimel, describes Klal Yisrael as the splendor, the beauty, the teferis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is forever feeling nachas, enjoying the nachas from his nation. It says, Yisrael asher b'cha es pa'er. Am Yisrael, for whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting great nachas from. Because regardless of how we act, we are always the children of Hashem. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph tells us, bein kach, kurim banim. Whether we're doing the right thing or whether we're doing the wrong thing, whether we're doing Ratzon Hashem, whether we're not doing Ratzon Hashem, we're always called banim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always loves us as a father loves his children. The reason is because compared to the nations of the world, we are far better. Regardless of our actions, regardless of our speech, regardless of our words, we're always better than what they're doing, no matter how bad we are. Relative to the rest of the world, Klal Yisrael is a nation that is refined, committed, and loyal. But this is not the finest of compliments. To be appreciated only when compared to others is a bit demeaning. So the Jikavar invokes the well-known Gemara that through Tshuva Mi'ava, through coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with love, the Zedonos Nasa Kizichuyos, all our Averos become mitzvahs. A person shouldn't be discouraged about the distance it needed to be climbed to reconnect with the Ribono Shalom, but instead he should be encouraged that through the right channels of tshuva, through tshuva mi'ava, he can turn that distance into closeness, into mitzvahs with the Ribono Shalom, thereby being valued and appreciated not only by comparison to others, but by our own merit. And that's how the Jikvah reads the Pasuk. Ki sachbo zeisecha means the hitting, the grinding of the tshuva, the difficult process of tshuva mi'ava, can transform the bitterness of the sins, the olives which are bitter, zeisecha, into sweetness. Ki sachbo, when you do the tshuva, the hardships of tshuva, it turns the bitterness into sweetness. And as a result, lo sefar acharecha, you no longer need to be glorified with respect to others, the nations of the world, by comparisons, but instead by your own achievements, by your own value. May we never feel discouraged, and may we return back to Kadosh Baruch Hu and be granted a Tshuva Shlema with the Bias Gal Tzedek, Meher V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu.